the illegal encampments on the Curragh have become a recurring issue that arise year after year, and there's huge concern and frustration both among residents and those that really appreciate and use the Curragh Plains. It is beyond time that something permanent was put in place. I really feel like this is Groundhog Day. I did have the opportunity to raise it again this morning. I was hoping to have Minister McEntee. She wasn't available, so Minister Buttermer did come to have the debate in the Seanad in relation to it. And I will always keep raising the issue until such a time as it is dealt with. I suppose the positive part of it is that it is in the programme for government, that the Taoiseach himself is personally invested in making sure that we have a permanent solution. There are a number of ministers that are involved, apart from Minister McEntee, Minister O'Callaghan from a justice point of view, and Minister O'Sullivan from the point of view of biodiversity. Minister O'Callaghan has confirmed that he will meet with me the week after next, and Minister O'Sullivan has confirmed a meeting also, because as we all recognise, the impact of these encampments goes well and far beyond the visual appearance. We have seen, you know, dangerous and illegal driving of vehicles across the Curragh. There's major safety concerns for those that use the area. There's been reports of significant damage caused to parts of Kildare Golf Course, and I've seen the photographs myself. And apart from that, large quantities of waste and rubbish regularly left behind, costing the taxpayer about 200,000 every year. Yeah. And that's quite aside from all of the legal costs in terms of getting the court injunctions that need to happen on an ongoing basis.
And I mean, there is so much frustration over this at the moment. And I think last month it really highlighted just how fed up really people are of the this ongoing situation. Again, we were speaking to councillors and having a lot of text messages and phone calls in about the current situation of the Curragh. And at this point in time, again, we understand that there are a lot of ministers, local TDs and councillors is behind this to, you know, get the Curragh back from what it's been going through the past number of years. But again, it's just an ongoing issue at this point. I mean, is anything actually changing? Is anything moving forward now?
Well, the people of Kildare, and rightly so, want to see the Curragh protected, they want to see it respected, and they want to see it properly maintained for ourselves and indeed for future generations. I do believe it is moving forward, and to be fair to those within the Department of Defence, I've had regular meetings in relation to the plans that are currently being put in place in relation to the legal actions that need to be taken when we have the encampments at the moment. The problem is that we need to have a more permanent solution. This cannot happen on an annual basis. The Curragh deserves stronger protections and a long-term management strategy to ensure that these incidents don't continually happen, as opposed to the way it is at the moment. We're just responding when the encampments happen and when the damage has already been done. Part of what the future plans are, and I know that the Taoiseach has referred to this in the interview that he did during the week, that there are plans for the Curragh to be taken over by the National Parks and Wildlife Service. I think that is a step absolutely in the right direction, and it will give more legal protections. There's obviously a lot of concerns when you consider that it's a 5,000 acre amount of land, and that it is all in the open. So it's most unfortunate that people can just pull over as such from the side of the road. But I honestly believe that if we had the protections that, for example, the Phoenix Park has, albeit that is a walled park, so it has extra protection, I believe it wouldn't happen. And that's why I'm determined to keep working with the ministers that are relevant to this and to try to ensure that we have those protections put in place.
And going back to that interview we had with the Taoiseach on Monday, he said that progress has been made for the National Parks and Wildlife Services to be the lead organisation for the management of the Curragh. He says that he's hoping proposals will be going proposals will be made for the move to go from the Curragh being under the Department of Defence to now being under the NPWS. He's saying it can be seen in the next month or so, those proposals. That is definitely a move in the right direction now. Instead of, you know, hearing that it's going to be imminent, it's now seeming that the proposals are going to be happening sooner rather than later. But one other question that people are asking is, if this is under the currently under the Department of Defence and yet there are still huge struggles to remove the illegal encampments, people are asking, well, how is the NPWS going to manage that? Are they going to be able to manage that, have any kind of jurisdiction?
Well, they have particular and specific legislation around dealing with issues such as this. So at the moment, the Department of Defence are constrained with the legislation that's in place. So we envisage that there would be much stronger measures in terms of dealing with the likes of illegal encampments. Now, separately to that, I had brought forward my own legislation. That's what I'm meeting Minister O'Callaghan about the week after next, because I think it's important we try to keep everything in train. But I certainly welcome the progress that has been made. And I do welcome the Taoiseach's commitment. When he was Minister for Defence, he took a keen interest. He met me there on site. He was very empathic to those that have been impacted. And particularly, for example, there is one lady who has a bed and breakfast on the Curragh Plains. It's a very unique place. People love to go and stay there. But as these encampments start, then she just has to really close her business down. So it's having a big impact on people's livelihood, a big impact on people who are using the Curragh for leisure facilities, or indeed for those that are involved in the horse training and horse breeding industry. So We're conscious of so many people that are impacted. It is a step in the right direction, and I will be meeting with Minister O'Sullivan within the next few weeks just to see, to get a proper timeline and to see what the next steps are from his point of view.
And coming back to, I suppose, the present day, as we're talking, it's Wednesday, those caravans seem to still be on the Curragh. People are expressing the frustration of seeing them all already. You know, we had it over the Easter break. We're thinking, is this now what the summer is going to look like? In terms of those illegal encampments currently on the Curragh, what is the next steps? Is it just another case of issuing a court order to have them removed?
I understand that those court orders have already been issued, and I know that that they're in terms of the one about 3 weeks ago, that the court orders, there was a particular time period within which that they had to move on, and they did move on. Now, they left a lot of waste behind them, so it wasn't as if they moved on, leaving the Curragh in the condition within which they found it. So we have to try to make sure that we stop illegal encampments happening in the first place. Mm-hmm. And that's why I believe that the legislation that we have at the moment is not fit for purpose. I do acknowledge that the officials in the Department of Defence are absolutely doing their very best in what they can. And that's why we need a whole new management structure in place for the Curragh.
And it's just a matter of waiting to see when exactly that will be in place. Is this just the situation we're in now, where we're just, it's a wait and see constantly the past few years?
It is, and I accept that, and I absolutely accept everybody's frustration in relation to it. But I have seen movement. It is quite complex because of so many that use the Curragh, apart from those that are that use it, you know, for leisure. We obviously have the race course. We have those that are involved in the equine industry. It is a military camp. We have sheep grazing that the farmers have rights on the Curragh also. We have two golf clubs, as well as residents that live close to it. So we have to be conscious of everybody's rights, but we also equally have to be very conscious of the responsibilities that are on the state and try to find the best possible way. I believe that, and the Taoiseach certainly believes that, you know, giving the national parks and wildlife the management is the way to go forward. Now, that's only part of the process. We want to have proper parking for people who wish to be able to walk on the Curra Plains. We want to have a wayfinding, which is basically an interpretive area where people will get to understand about the biodiversity, the flora, the fauna, but also, you know, the historic importance of the Curra from an archaeological point of view as well too. So there is a plan in place. It's really about just getting the implementation and the buy-in from all of the stakeholders.